can watch all your favorite shows right here.
Look at me. Look at me. No, don't look over there. There's nothing to look at over there. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Are you looking at me? Is everybody looking at me? Do I have everyone's attention? Don't get the wrong idea. I'm not trying to take over your life. You need... What do you need? What do you need? You need to... What? Go to the bathroom? Fine. Get up. Go to the bathroom. Come back. Look at me. You need what? You need to get something to eat? Fine. Get up. Go to the kitchen. Get something to eat. Come back. Look at me. You need to... What? 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 Sleep? Fine. Get up. Go to bed. Go to sleep. Get up. Come back. Look at me. Okay, so we have an agreement. You will do what you absolutely have to do, and when you're done, you will come back and look at me. Don't worry about your schedule. I am here for you. I am here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I am here for you. I am here for you. You need me. I'm here. Fair and foul, thick and thin. I am here for you. I am here for you. People try to tell you I'm bad. You tell them that I am here for you 24 hours a day, fair and foul, thick and thin. I am here for you. I am here for you. People try to tell you I'm bad. You know what it sounds like to me? Sour grapes. You see what I... No, don't look over there. There's nothing to look at over there. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. I've got stuff you wouldn't believe. Danger, sex, action, death, thrills, comedy, all here, all in the next 8 minutes. Can you believe it? You can't believe it. You can't believe it? It's unbelievable. You can't believe it because it's unbelievable. It's a miracle. Just keep looking at me. Just keep looking at me. Just keep looking at me. Look 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 at me.
The only legal identification and requiring a prenatal insertion of the cerebrum communicator. Now then, a communication tax could be levied and paid directly to the phone company.
It'll never happen.
Well, it could happen. You see, if the president of the United States were to use the power of his office to help us mold public opinion and get that legislation.
On these forces from all of you. Levitation may occur. Please, quiet. Please, quiet.
Interrupt me.
Please, quiet!
Clear your mind.
Concentrate. Close your eyes and think.
Only of deeply into the world of the unearthly.
Maybe we can have a...
you put the braces on. Still a mystery, he borrowed money everywhere and he stole and he... I don't know how he did it, but that's a way to do it. If you want to do a film, steal a camera, steal raw scotch.
Instantly, its mouth widened in terror and hungry menace. Now the malediction rambled in a deep-throated sound. Malediction. In its breath, stained gloriously of rotted carp and matted gorilla skins. Now, it slouched to him.
Two separate folks tell me there've been strange
shadows
around these parts last couple nights.
Nobody's been hurt, mind you.
What he is inferring.
Can't believe I'm not more famous.
You know what peak is?
Red 27.65. Hey, Rob. No, but it doesn't really count for me saying it there because there was no echo involved.
No echo involved. That's the NOI category. You can't have noise without noise.
Yeah, NOI. Wait a minute, you can't steal from that show and back. I can't play it on the other show. Because all the show guy is listening. I'm thinking, oh my God. No, actually, he won't be listening. Forget it. Because I'll probably turn this into this version. Like that.
I'll get up for a couple of hours with a bad headache, that's all.
Chapter 4.
Keep going.
We'll be right back.
nice out here.
Out here in Don Ho land.
Easy stuff.
Even. You said it, I did.
No, it's welcome to Japan, Mr. Bond.
Now, give him.
Dr. No means Dr. No.
I had a feeling once that you and I could tell each other everything. But even without hope, with truth on our side, when you turn away from me, it's not right. I think you're the contrast. I think you're the contrast.
Language reflects culture. The easiest way to see this is through vocabulary.
I can hear myself. I can hear myself. I think I'm a bit afraid. I think I'm a bit afraid.
And the Samoans have no word for
I beg your pardon.
They were drowning me. They were drowning me.
Here.
understand. None of that matters now.
Everything we do matters.
The phone rang. Mother answered. Not sure. But I think it's for you.
Thank you. Given greater recognition. Such a good payer. My brother knows who are the partners, namely Jim and Paul. He knows who are that if you wish to get on the about 3 minutes. Now that I have reread the agreement, I am wondering whether you will encounter another problem. If you haven't canceled the contract, perhaps you can re-edit and refresh the system. But if you do,
Mother answered, not sure, but I think it's for you.
Thank you.
Hey, yes, coming. Yeah.
What? That's it, no name, just my number.
My name is Melrose, Inspector. I've watched a city grow, and I've watched a lot of men grow. But nobody can ever learn all there is to know about people.
You wouldn't know. I'm no expert.
What was that number? DA14355.
Okay. Message for you from the Ratner Hotel switchboard to call that number. Said it was important.
Yeah, it's not a home phone, though. It's from the club. What about my stones?
friend Josh introduced me to Chat Roulette a few weeks ago. And like most everyone else on the planet, I quickly became obsessed. For those unfamiliar, Chat Roulette is a website that spontaneously connects you to a random stranger via video chat. The site works like this. Press start, and 3 seconds later, some 12-year-old Swedish girl is judging you. It's like gambling. You can never predict what you might roll. Maybe you meet an interesting girl. Maybe it's a fat Asian guy in a pink bra. I had to spend a few hours on Chat Roulette to make this movie. I wanted to collect some data. At 4 in the afternoon, on a Thursday, I clicked through 90 people. I broke these 90 people into 3 categories. Boys, girls, and perverts. And a subcategory of young people and old people. The boy and girl categories are pretty self-explanatory. It's tough to define the pervert category without getting into graphic detail, but this puppet does an accurate depiction of what the perverts look like. There were 71% guys, 15% girls, and 14%, in the middle of a workday, mind you, were perverts. 83% young people, 17% old people.
Hello.
I did meet this really cool hockey fan named Sasha. We chatted for a bit. I interviewed him for this movie, and I asked him what he liked about Chat Roulette. He said you can be another person. It's an interesting thought, but I struggle just to be. The majority of my time on Chat Roulette is spent having people choose not to talk to me.
Hello.
Just like that, they're gone forever. This is called getting nexted. Nexted. When a random stranger clicks the next button immediately after seeing what you look like. Experiment with a stopwatch. I was nexted by 19 out of 20 people in an average time of 2.9 seconds. One out of the 20 actually talked to me. That's 5%. At first I took it personally, but then after I got comfortable nexting people, I realized I would definitely next me too. I really only pause on pretty girls. So, for the next phase of my study, I called my friend Genevieve, who is a really pretty girl. 9 out of 10 people talked to Genevieve for a minimum of 2 minutes or until she nexted them. It was really amazing. Most everyone was nice to her. Guys played her music. This really hot Icelandic girl offered to show her boobs. Then to conclude the study, I joined Genevieve.
Everybody's asking us now.
There is something magical about Chat Roulette. If you can ignore all the masturbators and the rest of the fuckheads, you're left with this something that transports you around the world into a stranger's life and does it over and over and over again. It does evoke a visceral reaction in me. I find myself taking breaks from Chat Roulette to go take a shower, wash my face. It makes me a little paranoid. I feel like I'm always being watched. I cover my webcam with blue tape.
I battle impulses to smash my computer with an axe for some privacy. It's a battle I occasionally lose. I am glad that Chat Roulette lives on my laptop. I don't think I'd like a world where you could just click someone away.
Us?
No, babe. Just VR.
It seemed like it was us.
But it wasn't. We're swans, remember?
I love these places. They're beautiful. We should go someday.
To the future? I was 13 hours ahead.
I want to visit. I'm so tired of the same shit every day, you know? We should fly. Free air like swans do. If not now, then when?
You think that would be better?
I don't know, babe. It would, and it wouldn't. I don't know. Look, there are so many places out there we could go. It doesn't make any sense living here forever. It's crazy.
Well, what's stopping us?
I don't know. Maybe us? You know, our fear of changing the thing that is comfortable.
What if we just go? Let's get tickets. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Your next favorite thing about...
Thank you.
us associate with this movement. In North Beach, where the Beats take themselves seriously,
still,
it's time for everybody's favorite game. Put your guessing caps on. It's Thinking About. Let's begin.
This is the What's Happening Sound. Radio, that's where it is. The global beat, the local news. Music, sports, and interviews. All of the action can be found on radio.
Radio,
the What's Happening Sound.
Community activities.
Charming people shoot the breeze.
I'm so bored of myself. Aren't you tired of being Clay?
Well, I guess it would be kind of amazing to fly. Okay, let's do it. What do we have to do?
Just repeat after me. Go to Buca di Beppo to pick up a couple Papa John's.
What?
Go to Buca di Beppo to pick up a couple Papa John's.
Go to Buca di Beppo to pick up a couple Papa John's. Go to Buca di Beppo to pick up a couple
Papa. Okay, but like, faster.
Okay. Go to Buca di Beppo to pick up a couple Papa John's. Go to Buca di Beppo to pick up a couple Papa John's. Go to Buca di Beppo to pick up a couple Papa John's. It worked. It's amazing.
Work? Let me see.
And it's all clear. 81 degrees right now. 78 officially at the airport. In Cherry Hill, New Jersey, 80. This is KYW, the news center on your radio dial, with news the minute you want it. Good morning. I'm Bob Whitten. At the editor's desk, Maggie Schiavone.
A lot of
and we wind it up with WPEN.
Always cooks with honey, she says. That's Judy Collins on WPEN. And this is Nick Reynolds for Franklin. And I don't think I'd want to put honey on spaghetti. Huh? Or honey on my roast. Well, maybe on my chicken. By the way, honey, it's 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. 12 before 8, 78 degrees, Philadelphia. Hazy and hot and humid through tomorrow. Low tonight, 75 to 80. High tomorrow, 95 to 100. Sunday's outlook. Sunny and hot. What else? High in the mid to upper 90s. Again, it's 78 degrees.
Friday morning, and so far, good one. We have some slurs, a few, but some drastically heavy. If they don't, there's going to be a loud crunching noise. John Carlson reporting.
Thank you, John. In the news today, more trouble in Camden last night. Lee Norman will have complete details on WPEN, AM, and FM in 8 minutes. Looking Glass. From Looking Glass with Love. Jimmy loves Marianne on WPEN. I'm Nick Reynolds, and let's go with some movie music from the Poseidon Adventure. This is Maureen McGovern.
There's got to be
and the next morning, and the next morning, and the next morning's going to be hot, too. It's going up to, I expect, 100 degrees today.
That wraps it up for part one of Philly in the AM. Part two will cover WHAT, WCAU-FM, WRCP, WDAS-FM, and Mummer, WMMR, in the next issue of Programmer's Digest. Johnny Walker, WDXB, Chattanooga. Johnny Walker, a hard worker and a winner. Some folks in Tennessee say he's crazy. Maybe he is, but he sure gets the numbers. Come now to the land of Johnny Walker.
All right, here he is, the world's only singing weatherman, the man with whom the weather wouldn't be the weather without the weather, Mr. Rex King, ladies and gentlemen.
Radio Live. Here's Rex. Before I start singing the weather tonight, I would like to apologize for some of the things I said before about advertising. You know, I've said that some of them commercials here on WDXB don't always tell the truth. Well, I take it all back. Because this afternoon I went out to the Kmart and bought me one of them collapsible swimming pools. And a few minutes ago it did. Man, don't bother me though. I feel good tonight. I spent the weekend up there in Nashville. Won second prize in a singing contest. Well, there was only one other guy in the contest. He didn't even have to sing. They heard me sing, and they gave him first place. I'd like to sing a weather to you, though. It goes like this. Tells a tender story of the Chattanooga weather. Mostly sunny, and I remember one night I was singing up there at the Grand Ole Opry up in Nashville. My voice really must have come through and filled that old hall, because a whole bunch of people got up and left so they could make room for my voice. Hey! 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 Warm and humid.
boys clapping?
Yeah, Rex, they were clapping their hands over their ears.
That's not the kind of clapping I'm in. Low tonight, 70. Hot tomorrow, 90. Yesterday I was practicing, the microphone got up and walked away. I guess you could say it was moved by my singing. 30% chance of rain tonight. Why does it have to rain, John? John? Why? Right now.
Wait a minute, I think I lost a. No, there it is.
Thought I lost a string, but I didn't. Right now it's 87 degrees. Why does it have to be so hot and rainy and humid? Why? 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 Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Running on WDXB, followed by Yesterday Once More, followed by Sweet Cream Ladies, who are being followed by me. I tender song about one of Chattanooga's oldest institutions, the girls in the 9th Street Merchants Association. Most famous ladies of the evening in the world. Right here in Chattanooga. If you ever wonder why they call them ladies of the evening, you ought to see them in the daylight sometime. Babes are so old, I don't know whether to call the cops or call Social Security.
Dr. John, coming to Memorial Auditorium Thursday during the annual July clearance sale on men's clothing.
Okay, well, I was talking on the phone. I was just making light of our ladies of the evening up on 9th Street, most of which are so old that Boy Scouts keep trying to help them across the street. And on the line, a rather irate member of that occupation. Hello, honey, you there? I won't ask your name, but you could give us your location, I guess.
9th and Georgia Avenue.
And what can I do for you tonight?
You don't do anything for me, honey.
No, I mean, what is the purpose of your call, girl, if I can use that expression?
No, I work the streets. I'm not a call girl.
No, I know that, but I just use, I mean, if a guy ever turns you down, I bet you call him all kinds of things.
I just call to take exception to what you were saying about us. Most of us are very good-looking and not very old.
Oh, come on. There's one old babe that's been in business so long up there, they named a doorway after her. Don't give me that.
For Solid Rock, WDXB.
John Holliday, PDKIRO, Seattle, Washington. KIRO, involved, natural, bubbling over with entertainment. John says it's next to impossible to cover the activities of KIRO in the time taken on this episode. However, what you're about to hear is what radio sounds like in Seattle at 7:10 on the dial.
It's been said, a picture is worth a thousand words. To illustrate, we utilize the medium color. No visual spectrum of color, but sounds. Sounds that inflect, express, motivate. A sound spectrum of the mind. Close your eyes and picture a KIRO kaleidoscope. Always moving, changing, rising and falling in moods of expectation and the unexpected. A pattern takes shape. Call it Jim Gearhart. Color him Sunrise.
Hey, this is Gearhart in the morning. We'll be talking through the morning here about our KIRO climb up Mount Si. We're going to do next Tuesday and camp overnight, then broadcast from the top of the good Mount Si next Wednesday morning. And I'll be talking with a few more people over in that area, their effort to save this famous mountain from the, what do you say, the chisel and hammer of the quarryist. There is some talk. I hope you heard this yesterday, because I hate to, you know, kind of back up and go over old hat material, but there was a proposal made that they do some quarrying on the north side of Mount Si. And you can imagine what that would end up looking like. So a lot of people in that area, I guess all over, interested in saving it from that. So we thought just to do a little bit here of some sort or other, to call people's attention to this. I'm going to go up with some people from the station next Tuesday evening. Tie myself to the mountain and refuse to move. And anybody wants to go, please come along, because we're trying to work out the details and get some goodies up there. We're trying to think of some way to take an ox or something like that up there, you know, roast it on a spit. You know, Henry VIII style. Wouldn't that be great? sitting up on a mountain and just tearing big hunks of meat off and throw the bones over your shoulders to the mastiff. We have to get some buxom serving wenches, I guess, if you do that. You have to pinch, you know, for service. Oh, what a night we're going to have on that mountain. Yeah, let's go to the AAA now and see if Lisa has anything on traffic for us.
And the approaches to both floating bridges, well, we have fairly heavy traffic, but they seem to be fairly well spaced out this morning, and the speeds are still running along pretty good, still averaging 45 on the Mercer Island Bridge.
Wait a minute, you're talking about them being spaced out.
Cars are spaced out. There's lots of room.
Smoking those funny cigarettes, or you mean there's distance between them?
Well, you never know.
So it is National Peanut Week. We got the National Peanut Council on the phone here. Where are they, in Chicago? Good morning.
Good morning.
You are with the National Peanut Council?
Yes, we are.
I know. My understanding is that this is National Peanut Week.
Yes, it is.
What am I supposed to do to celebrate?
Could you hold on one moment, please?
You don't know?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now I'd like to talk to somebody about it.
Okay, fine. Hold on, please.
Sure. Hey, come visit us sometime.
Oh, I would like to very much. We're going to have a National Peanut Council envoy. He's going to come out there at the end of April.
I will give him some gooey duck recipes.
You know what he'll do? He'll bring you recipes and he'll bring you a peanut diploma that you can take home to your kid.
Beautiful. I look forward to it. Thank you.
Okay, Jim. Nice to talk
to you. Good to talk with you. Fudgy peanut pie. Clarence, come out of there. Come on up here for a second. Clarence, put on the peanut butter sandwich. Have some of this. What is it? Fudgy peanut pie, Clarence. Here, chew on that. Clarence, bad back, bad plan.
From 10 to 2, Shades of Ross McGowan. Color him inventive.
Good morning, Dick Harris.
Good morning, Ross McGowan.
Good morning, Grant Nielsen.
Good morning, Seattle.
Oh, what? Ross McGowan.
I spilled my coffee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The press manager, promotion manager, Rick Milson of the Payne Air Show, which is this weekend, called, and he said, would you like to travel a little faster than your cruising speed in that Cessna 172 of 115 miles an hour? And I was somewhat hesitant, but he asked the question on the air, so what could I do? I had to say yes, and now, Friday afternoon, I found myself participating in a jet. Looking on the Ross McGowan Weather Desk, I find sunny and warm today and tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Who could that be? Let me get the phone here. Hello?
Ross?
Yes.
This is Bob Hope.
Oh, what a surprise. Where are you, Bob?
Well, I'm down here in Palm Springs checking the house, and the other day I was talking to the Duke. You know John Wayne is up in your part of the country making a movie.
Yes, I know.
Well, he mentioned you were on the radio there in Seattle, and I didn't want to wait until I got back to Hollywood to call and say hello.
Well, what a nice thing to happen to me today. It hasn't been that good of a day, and you've brightened it up. Bob, I'm right in the middle of a weather forecast. Could you hold on a minute, and I'll talk to you off the air?
Oh, sure, Ross. Go ahead.
All right, thank you.
Dial 710 KIRO Seattle.
Seems that every time we pick up the newspaper, we're reading about an energy crisis of some type. You know, water, gas, electricity.
How about when you watch television or listen to radio? Same thing, right?
Sure.
Okay.
And it reminds me of what a great man once said.
What's that?
In an energy crisis, you can't fuel all the people all the time. Hey, today has really been groovy and out of sight, and tomorrow morning let's get it on again, huh?
The Ross McGowan Show, acknowledging the return of Senator Magnuson from his visit to the People's Republic of China.
Welcome home, Senator.
And as a tribute to that successful trip, we have offered...